I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Israeli police today deployed thousands of officers on the streets of Jerusalem. 2 days of Palestinian street protests have left the city on edge. Palestinians are upset because they believe that Israel is trying to turn Jerusalem into a predominantly Jewish city. In the West Bank, housing construction in Israeli settlements continues apace. That's despite President Obama calling Jewish settlements built on lands captured by Israel in 1967 illegitimate. The World's Matthew Bell reports from the West Bank.
In the hills above the Palestinian city of Nablus, the 800 or so Israeli residents of Yitzhar have a reputation. They're known for being among the most hard-line of Jewish settlers. The area around Yitzhar has been the site of violent clashes between Israelis and Palestinians, and even recently between settlers and Israeli soldiers. Yigal Avitai gave me a tour of Yitzhar. Avitai's a bearded and bespectacled 43-year-old father of 11 children. He moved here in the mid-80s to raise a family in part of the Holy Land, where he says there are too few Jews. We drive past a row of small wooden homes along a ridge outside the main cluster of settlement houses. Avitai says this was once a no-man's land.
This is one of the illegal outposts that the Israeli government might tear down.
But it's ridiculous because the government built the road and moved the electricity line, moved water line. And now, because American pressure or a political reason, they say, oh, it's illegal. Let's destroy it.
Avitai says the people of Yitzhar are determined to stand firm in the face of American pressure, but he's not so sure his own prime minister is. Benjamin Netanyahu is reportedly prepared to impose a freeze on settlement building, not an immediate, all-encompassing freeze, as the Obama administration wanted but didn't get. This proposed freeze would be gradual and temporary, but even that doesn't sit well with Yigal Avitai. We arrive in front of a partly constructed cinder block foundation for yet another new home.
Do you think people will, I mean, if Netanyahu says stop, make a freeze, will they stop?
Never. Never. No. We not work for Netanyahu.
Amitai invites me to his home, and switching to Hebrew, he says pressuring the settlers to stop building will only achieve the opposite result. He says whenever the government and the news media oppose the settlements, the pace of building only speeds up, and that's just what's happening now. Unfortunately, says Hagit Ofran, that's true. She is a 34-year-old activist with the group Peace Now, which opposes the settlements. Ofran drives through the West Bank, documenting new construction activities, and that's keeping her very busy these days.
One, two, three, I don't know, bunch.
New houses.
Foundations, you see? It's just foundations right now. I want to, before they kick us out of here, to take a picture and run back, okay?
Ofran suspects that contractors are rushing to start new building projects now. She says that's because they want to get projects underway before any settlement freeze is put in place. When people question her motives, Ofran points out that she's an Israeli army veteran. She says she's a Jew who feels connected to the biblical lands of Judea and Samaria, otherwise known as the West Bank. But the settlements, she says, are an obstacle to peace with the Palestinians and the creation of a Palestinian state.
When Israelis continue to build, this is the opposite message for the Palestinians. Like they're saying, we're not going to leave here, we're building here. Because if we were about to leave, why do we build? And especially here, which is out of the what Israel loves to call settlement blocks.
Those settlement blocks are the large Jewish communities that mostly sit close to the 1967 Green Line that divided Israel from the West Bank. In past negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians, the two sides have discussed including these areas in land swaps and annexing them to Israel. But if Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu wants to pursue that goal and assist in the creation of an independent Palestinian state, his governing coalition would probably collapse. Eliza Herbst is a spokeswoman for the Yesha Council, which represents Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Golan Heights. She's part of a key constituency that doesn't fully trust the prime minister.
Bibi Netanyahu was elected by a two-thirds majority of right-wing nationalist individuals. His constituency put him in the prime minister's seat on the platform of development and the flourishing of the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria.
This is Netanyahu's second time around as prime minister. In the late 1990s, he shook hands with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and agreed to pull Israeli troops out of parts of the West Bank. Supporters of the settlements said his moves amounted to surrender. They withdrew their political support, and Netanyahu lost the next election. Eliza Herbst says the prime minister is now on notice.
Bibi Netanyahu turned his back on his voters once. If he turns his back on his voters again, not only will he lose his government, but he'll lose his political career.
As a reminder to the Israeli prime minister, hundreds of pro-settler activists from his own party are planning a rally for tomorrow to demand that Netanyahu say no to Washington's call for a settlement freeze. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Jerusalem.
Matthew took some pictures of some of those West Bank settlers he interviewed for that report. To put a face to a voice, visit theworld.org.